This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention commencing tomorrow in Chitwan. Convention to elect new central leadership and endorse party statute. Mustang welcomes over 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year. And Israel and Hezbollah continue strikes despite ceasefire agreement. Strikes kill 16 people in southern Lebanon. Now the news in detail. The first National General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is being held from tomorrow in till the 23rd of June in Chitwan. The party, which emerged as a new and the largest political force following the March 5th general elections, is expected to clarify its political perspectives, vision, working policies and position on international agenda. The convention will also elect a new central leadership and amend and endorse the party's statute. According to party sources, all preparations for the general convention have been completed. The party's top leadership, including President Ravi Lamisane, has already reached this general convention venue. Meanwhile, leaders and representatives continue to arrive in Chitwan for the general convention. Leaders from other political parties have also been invited to the inaugural session. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamisane, has said that his party will always remain committed and oriented towards democracy. In a meeting held in Chitwan today, ahead of the party's general convention, Lamisane said that they stood on the foundation of those who contributed to bringing the country to its current state, the Federal Democratic Republic, and the constitution of the country. Instructing the party leaders and cadres to present themselves as responsible citizens, regardless of their role, President Lamisane emphasized the need to stay away from unhealthy competition. The Minister of Home Affairs has launched a call center to receive and address grievances, complaints and suggestions concerning its areas of responsibility. A spokesperson at the ministry, Ananda Kapli, said that the facility named Hello Home call center was launched with the objective to make the ministry's service more effective, transparent and responsive. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadagraj Patel, says the Gautam Buddha International Airport will come into operation. At a program in Bhairava of Rupan Dehi on Friday, he said that the government's preparation to that end have been initiated. Minister Patel, however, ruled out a rumor that the airport operation has been stagnated due to political or diplomatic reasons. Mustang has welcomed over 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year 2025 and 26. A total of 705,754 individuals entered the region from July to May. This figure matches the total number of visitors from the previous fiscal year, indicating a steady interest in the area. Similarly, the data collected by the Border Police Station in Mustang highlights that 460,924 of these tourists were domestic, while 244,830 were international. The peak tourist season in Mustang typically occurs in May, coinciding with the start of summer. The shortage for the past 2 months of the drugs used to treat cancer is to come to an end. Kiran Sundar Bajracharya, information officer at the Department of Drug Administration, said that the drugs used in chemotherapy treatment will be easily available in a few days. There has been a shortage of chemotherapy drugs, including carboplatin and kisplatin, for the past 2 months. Meanwhile, President of the Nepal Drug Supplies Association, Pawan Acharya, said that they are importing the medicine to Nepal even though it is expensive to prevent shortages in the treatment of patients. He said that there has been no shortage of medicine after the government adjusts the price. This news comes to you from Dede Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*14*15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The fifth convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forest University was held in Chitwan today. A total of 2,193 students have graduated from the university with a variety of degrees. On the occasion, University Pro-Chancellor and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, said that the government is making every effort to improve this sector as the country's future relies on the development of the agriculture sector. The Education Minister also urged the graduating students to consider the academic degrees they have received not just as a certificate but as a symbol of responsibility towards the nation. Inspector General of Police IGP Dan Bahadur Kharki has stressed that active public participation is essential alongside police efforts to control drug abuse and other crimes. The head of the Primary Law Enforcement Agency of the country said so while addressing the inaugural session of the Chapa campaign against narcotic drug abuse in Birtamot of Chapa district today. IGP Kharki lamented that despite the implementation of more than 15,000 awareness programs across the country aimed at preventing drug abuse, the expected outcomes are dismal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. About 24 people have reportedly been killed by Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon, less than 24 hours after a new ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was announced. The BBC cited local officials as saying that 16 people had been killed in Nabatia district and 7 in neighboring Saida, with other injured, after Israeli warplane, drones and artillery targeted several areas. The Israeli military said it struck Hezbollah terrorist targets after the group fired over 50 projectiles at Israeli forces in the region. Washington has criticized Israel's ongoing operations in Lebanon. Washington also fears that the continuing tensions between Israel and Lebanon could undermine the U.S. peace deal with Iran, which includes a commitment to ending fighting on all fronts, including Lebanon. The U.S. government says it will stop funding programs in South Africa intended to tackle the spread of HIV and AIDS, according to the BBC. More than 8 million South Africans are living with HIV, the highest number of any country in the world. The U.S. State Department appeared to link the decision to South Africa's alleged failure to protect the white minority Afrikaner community, an allegation the South African government has reportedly rejected. And South Africa's health ministry responded by saying that though it had not been informed of this decision, it had long been working on self-reliance plan. Until 2025, the U.S. was supporting South Africa's efforts to deal with the virus with an estimated $400 million a year through the President's Emergency Fund for AIDS Relief. But since the inauguration of President Donald Trump, relations between the two countries have increasingly soured. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Torai region of Kosi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhes province, the Torai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, while the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati province, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali province. Similarly, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and in the Tarai regions of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention commencing tomorrow in Sitwan Convention to elect new central leadership and endorse party statute. Mustang welcomes 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year, and Israel and Hezbollah continue strikes despite ceasefire agreement. Strikes kill 16 people in southern Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.